power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
We are doing ourselves good by our continual listening to the word. Because the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So, congratulations to everyone that find their way to be on ground in today's Commander's voice, or those who are joining us online. My prayer is this, that your blessing that God has prepared for you today shall not be dashed out in Jesus' name. Amen. What God has prepared for every one of us in today's come and hear His voice shall not be a dashed out to others in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of John 14 from verse 1 to verse 5. John 14 from verse 1 to verse 5 says, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Put your hand on your chest, everybody. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit, every powers, every forces that is robbing you of your peace.
Amen.
When the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled, it is because there is a trouble. It's because there is a forces that is stirring up worry, anxiety in us. Jesus does not just use the word sheepishly. He never speaks carelessly. If there is no reason, he don't just speak. Jesus does not just use word carelessly. He don't just use word anyhow. If there is no reason, he wouldn't have used that statement. Let not your heart be troubled. I curse every root of troubled heart. I curse the forces of anxiety. I curse the powers of worry right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you listen to the word of God this hour, in the name of Jesus, your faith in Jesus shall be strengthened. Your faith in Jesus shall be strengthened.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are welcome into this awesome season where all your worries will end. You will see them no more.
Amen.
These voices from Zion is capable of casting out your fears and establish your faith. It is packaged to bring your long-awaited change of story to reality. In case you don't know, it is God's master plan to bring you to the place He has told you about. It is God's master plan to bring you into that place which He has prepared you for. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for everybody. The voices from Zion we are focusing on today is titled Spiritual House. Somebody say Spiritual House. Let not your heart be troubled. Knowing Jesus as our Savior, our dependable helper and friend who loved us unreservedly, we can believe His word as He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in God, believe also in Jesus. So do not allow worry in your heart, because He has said it. he will also do it. Therefore, believe him totally. Do not allow worry in your heart. As he has said, he will do it too. You have the track record of keeping your words. You are not about to stop doing it now. Oh Lord, you are mighty. You are good. You are kind. You are more than this. I'm lost of words trying to describe you. Hey, Elohim, Elion, Ali Shiliwi. Greatness is all I have. There is nothing. There is nothing. You cannot think that I'm going to stop him. There is no mountain. You cannot move. Hey, if you have said it, hey, and you will. You have the record. Track record of keeping. Oh, you are not a bastard. Hallelujah. Do you know one thing that makes God more happy? Do you one of those things that makes God more happy for us? If you are that child of His, if you are that son of His, if you are that daughter of His, that you always bring to remembrance those things He has done for you in the past. You don't understand? If you are that child of God, if you are that daughter of Zion, if you are that son of the Most High, that you always bring to remembrance those things He has done for you in the past, it makes God happy. I can run through a trip and leap over the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing. He's my strength and my shield. He gives me power to. Now, you are singing a song with understanding of what He has done for you in the past. You understand? If He has promised you in the past and He did it, then, if you are passing through any challenges presently, don't worry. Don't allow anxieties. Don't allow fear. Because of what? If He has done it before, He can still do what? Do it again. Our major challenge as human is what? Our faith. Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Bible even says, for without faith, it is impossible for we to please God. For them that will come to Him was what? Must believe that He is our faith. Because the challenge we are facing now is somehow different from the one we faced in the past. We're like, can God do this? I shared my testimony yesterday. I said, Almighty God has been so faithful for me that when I'm sure my health, I used to trust Him. Now, by the grace of God and to His glory only, for years, I have not been taking medication. Years. If I'm not wrong, I think the last time I took medication was when we did AZ City Godliness. That was when I was so strong that I was like, imagine, just go and take Oguano, Oguano. Go and take it. So, the worm. I think that was the last time. I'm not sure since then. And that's, if you could look at Godliness, you now. That's when I'm 5 years. Medication free. Now, my health challenged. The devil tried. You know what? He tried. He comes with different kind of strategies. Now, I was saying that last week, earlier this week, I was feeling some pain in my tooth. I'm like, want to go and buy this kind of thing that I used to use for you those years before? No. If God can use stomachache, He can eat headache, He can also eat, heal them out. And guess what? It has done testimony. That is what God is always happy for. If you always like, God, if you can do this in this past time, if you can do this in this year, you do that. This one is too small for you. God has the power to control elements, both natural and supernatural. There are two directions of our faith. Two directions of our faith. The first one is faith in God. Say faith in God. Faith in God. You must have faith in God, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator of man. Have faith in him. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void. Genesis 1, Genesis 2 also told us, these are the generation of the heavens and the earth. When they were created in the days that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens and every plant of the field before it was in the earth and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man in the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril and the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
I want someone to key into the testimony I shared just now, not quite long. I've been challenged with my health for a longer time. But Almighty God used to bring me out of it in His own way. Not relying on medication, not relying on drugs, not relying on doctor prescriptions, in His own way. Sometimes, Uncle used to tell my wife that, "Ma farawe Manuel yo." Emmanuel used to use some crazy feet. "Ma farawe." "Ma farawe Manuel yo." I think he still told him recently. It's not me. It's God. Now, if you are under this teaching right now, either online or on ground, and you have been undergoing different kind of prescriptions, recommendation from doctor, Almighty God who have been doing it for me by faith is in this room right now. I want you speak this word of faith with me. Say, "By stripes, I'm healed. By 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 stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed. By His stripes, I'm healed. By His stripes, I'm healed." He has suffered for your sake. I want you to tell yourself, "I will not live my life according to the prescription of man." Go forth and taught us here. Earlier this week, he said, "If I have not seen a hospital where the doctor there is a goat, and the goat is now doing operation for another goat, they cannot tear me up. Animals give birth without cesarean section or any operation. Do you know that animals, when they are unhealthy, they know what to do? I don't know if any of us have observed. You just see hen eating leaves. Normally they eat what? They eat all these junks around. But you see that hen just eat and automatically it gets well. What does that hen know that we as humans do not know? What does those animals knew that we don't know? I pray in the name of Jesus,
What you need to know to enjoy divine health comes upon you right now in Jesus' name. I'm sorry. It's spiritual house teaching, but Holy Spirit is giving, is bringing up faith. There is what you need to know to come out of every situation. There is what you need to know. There is what you need to know. And your God is able to reveal them to you. I can tell you this. I can tell you this. Our God is able. You know, if it is not what I have enjoyed, if I can like, and maybe, no! For real, he can. For real, he can. God's servant has shared his own testimony with us to the extent that even if he tried to, let me just use one, it will even go against his body. You don't understand? Today that the body has been shielded against medication by faith. If you can by faith, Lord Jesus, I don't want to live my life based on prescription again. I don't want to live my life based on this and this again. Give me the grace. Give me the strength. Empower me. Guess what? You will come out of it too. You will do what? You will come out of it because our God is able. You will come out of it. Anything natural or supernatural, anything ordinary or extraordinary, all living are all made by God. All living are what? What? Made by God. Anything that has life is made by God. Even you. Even you. You are made by God. Anything that has life. So you have to believe in God that made you a living soul. Any other thing you commit yourself, your life into. Anything you yield totally to. Such as human, idol, duties. Will only turn you into God's enemy. Anything you yield yourself into, aside from God, will only turn you to God's enemy. You know that God, our God is a jealous God. Our God is a jealous God. So he will not want any other thing to share his glory with him. Just like a man now seeing his wife, another man somewhere is now like hugging his wife and like they are doing all, are like, what can cause it? No, the man can only change it for the immediate life. What's the meaning of all this? Anything natural or supernatural are created by God of all living. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Hallelujah. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Now the second direction is our faith in Jesus. Our faith in Jesus. Let's read the book of Matthew 8 from verse 1 to verse 4. Matthew 8 from verse 1 to verse 4. Your faith in Jesus. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, shield thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Hallelujah. Also the book of Luke, chapter 9. From verse 17 to verse 27. And they did eat, and we are all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained of them, 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? They answered, answering said, John the Baptist, but some says Elias. Another says that one of the old prophet is risen again. And said, he said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them and to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory. Yeah. Which shall not taste death. Hallelujah. There are some people in his days on earth that did not believe him. Not everybody that followed Jesus actually followed him because of what he is able to do. Not everyone believes him. Even the Pharisees and the scribes, we are following him just to be able to get something to use against him. The book of Matthew 13:53-58. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished the parables, he departed thence, and when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then are this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus, may your faith come alive right now. May your faith come alive right now. Until we believe his word, until we believe on what he's capable of, there are some things that may never work out in our lives. Until we believe his works, until we believe his word, until we believe what he's capable of, there are some things that may never work out in our lives. I pray the grace you need to believe him for who he is, for who he was, comes upon you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Whenever you are praying, call the name of Jesus with boldness and faith, because he said in John 13:14, saying, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Spiritual house. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. That is a spiritual house that none of us in the flesh has ever seen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. In God's kind of house, there are mansions inside it. This scripture may refer to Christian eternal home, but is also much more relevant to us. What kind of building are you imagining to build? God's house comprises of all kinds of house. Bungalow, duplex, mansion, you see. Name it. What until you aim, until your aim is for a spiritual heavenly house, you will not have a better stay here. Until your aim is for a spiritual heavenly house, you will not have a better stay here. Aiming at his own. Hallelujah. God will not keep any of his child under the sun, or put your office on an unsheltered place. He that is building your mansion in heaven can give you houses on earth. His word said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy soul in Jesus' name.
Jesus, be my guide. Call me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.